This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Friday is, of course, the first of the month, which means the 26 million people who've lost their jobs last 5 weeks and the millions more who've had their hours cut are going to have to pay another month's rent. There have been calls for rent strikes across the country or legislative relief of some kind because the crisis people are facing in paying for a place to live is real. But some of those landlords might need help, too. For this next installment in our series Adventures in Housing, one person who lives on both sides of the landlord-tenant divide.
My name is Sarah Fryer, and I was a designer for a bathroom remodeling company, or I am, I guess, still, hopefully, when this all changes over. And I live in San Diego right now, but I own rental units in Chicago and Austin. I know that my tenants don't have months and months and months of rent saved up. I know what they do for a living. You know, I know that they're stuck at home. I know they're not working at the bar. They're not working at the shops they work at. And, you know, every month about $4,500 comes out of my checking account for these buildings. So, you know, that's not something I have just sitting around if I'm not working either, you know, or without the rents coming in. I called the mortgage companies, and what I ended up deciding to do was furloughing one of them and then bringing all of my tenants, which is there's eight total, down to $500 a month each. If there's a point where they don't have that, I'm not going to ask them for anything. I'm not going to kick anyone out of their house. The thing is, I get why the idea, this vague idea of landlords is bad. I'm living in a giant rental building right now owned by a giant rental company that owns multiple properties who on the same day that I reached out to my tenants and my mortgage companies trying to figure out what we were going to do, they sent this like, it really pissed me off, actually, this letter to all the units that was like, just so you know, you still have to pay rent and all this stuff. And I was like, if you're in the business of sheltering people, then you should be in the business of sheltering people and you should do it correctly. And so to me, the safety of the people who live in my homes, you know, their well-being, I mean, they're paying my mortgages for me. Someday I would be an old person and hopefully own these buildings outright. Great. That's my, I don't have a 401k. I don't have, you know, a retirement plan in any other way. So like, when does the government step back in to help us in a time of crisis?
Sarah Fryer, she is in San Diego. Her tenants are in Chicago and Austin. Do us a favor, would you? And tell us about your adventures in housing. You can do that at marketplace.org.